Yeah, thank you so much for joining me this morning for Sport Hunter. I am Nick Gill, and it's time for a marvellous local girl come good story in the world of basketball. So Newcastle baller Saffron Shields is set to be one of the highest paid women's athletes in Australia after being drafted to the WNBA team Toronto Tempo just earlier this week. So she's had a rough trot with injury, bit of ankle surgery, and she's going to see out the local season before heading over to Canada in the WNBA. And in a touching nod to her roots, the 20-year-old returned yesterday to her primary school, St. Paul's Primary in Gateshead, to speak to the Year Sixes about her career. While she was doing this, in between chats of classes, we sat down to talk in her Year 5 classroom, and I asked her to paint the picture of what was going through her head as she sat in her old school.
As soon as I drove into the car park, I was just like, oh my God, like so much deja vu.
Yeah.
Obviously great deja vu, but yeah, just like it hasn't changed that much. So like it legit, yeah, so much deja vu.
And when you're in those school age years before the WNBA experience is about to start for you, what was the moment where you just like, wait a minute, this basketball thing might be a bit more than a hobby?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't think there's like a specific moment. I think I always wanted to be in the WNBA and play professionally, but like in saying that, I don't know, I just played it for fun and I just loved it so much. Like I try to not worry about what could have happened in the future or what other people were like kind of telling me or saying, like trying to make it a bit too serious, because I think, well, for me, once I take it a bit too seriously, it just like takes the whole joy out of it. Obviously it's my job and it's such an amazing job, but I try and keep it on as unserious as I can.
Your family as well has obviously played a big part in your journey.
Mm-hmm.
Has your dad, former NRL player, mm-hmm. has he been passing any advice? I know you've been playing professionally in Australia, yeah. but now that you're going into the world-class league,
mm-hmm.
has he been giving any advice to you?
Yeah, he just always would tell me to work hard and dream as big as you want. Like, you can do anything that you want if you work hard and stick at it. He wouldn't really try and put too much, like, he wouldn't try and give me too much information just because, you know, he just tried to be my dad. He didn't really want to put his athletic import onto me. And to be honest, I probably didn't want it. I didn't really want to hear it anyway.
And I know that you've been away from home, essentially, since you've been 17 years old.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about the move abroad rather than just interstate?
Well, yeah, I lived alone since I was 16, so yeah, it's definitely scary. I think moving to a whole different country has got its challenges in itself, but I'm sure I won't be as alone as what people would think.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And your experience with the AIS, like, mm-hmm. what has that taught you about being independent and, mm-hmm. you know, running your own game?
Well, yeah, going to the AIS was a great experience, and it just taught me how to be a professional since being 16, which is such a good tool to have, I guess, like learning what it takes, diet, recovery, all that sort of stuff, working hard, like, yeah.
As a 20-year-old these days, is it different because people in elite sports are already in the public eye,
mm-hmm.
but in the last 10 years or so, you're so in the public eye because people are accessible through social media, mm-hmm. and do you feel that pressure, or is that just something that you've just grown up with and feels natural?
I do not think about it at all. Like, Mum and Dad love looking at it, like my brother loves looking at it, and they all like try and send it to me. I'm like, I don't really care.
Fair enough.
But yeah.
And now let's turn our attention to the draft. Mm-hmm. Can you take us through what draft day looked like for you?
Yeah, so because it was in America, it was early morning, Tuesday early morning. Had heaps of my family come over, friends. Probably the draft started around 9. I probably didn't get drafted till like 11 or 10:30, just because that whole first round like goes so slow. They like they do legit like every pick every 5 minutes, so like that took so long. And then one second round, because I kind of thought I was gonna go either second round or third round, and then once second round started, I was like, oh okay, this might be like where my name will get called.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was so nervous. I was like super nervous, because you just always think like, I don't know, for some reason you just like think of the worst just to like yeah. protect it. I don't know, but yeah, I was so nervous.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
And do you think Sandy the Opal coach is, I guess, being at the helm of Toronto Tempo,
mm-hmm.
do you reckon her input has made it that that's the team that you're going to?
I don't know. I mean, it's so exciting that she's the Opals coach. And, you know, I want to hopefully go to an Olympics soon or a World Cup. And her being the head coach, just having that, if I can build that relationship, I think will be pretty cool.
What kind of a difference does that make, going to a new country and seeing somebody who at least you know?
Yeah, just a bit of comfort, a bit of, you can just ease into it and not be so anxious and uptight. But yeah, seeing a familiar face would be, is very nice.
Speaking of familiar faces, back at your old school, if I know that you're about to address the Year Sixes.
Yeah.
If there's a Year Six out there who's looking up at you and going, I'd love to do what you do, what would be the piece of advice that you would give them?
Probably just don't be afraid to dream big and listen to your close people and advice, but don't listen to all the outside, and don't be afraid to be that black sheep and do something different to whatever else is doing in order for you to achieve what you want to achieve.
And so growing up, to get to where you are, you had to have a competitive edge where you would almost stop at nothing, right? To be able to achieve what you needed to. Did you feel as though that you were ostracised at all as a result of that competitiveness?
Growing up with an older brother who played basketball as well, I think that was just, like, I was the biggest, like, I was the worst sore loser ever. Like, the worst. Like, I would punch him, bite him, because he was so much bigger than me at the time as well. And, oh, I was, yeah, I would hate losing to him.
So you're about to go play some one-on-one with some Year Sixes, by the sounds of things. How are you going to play it?
I don't know. I'll see the competition, see what they've got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we've just been talking about your competitive edge. Do you still need to win against a group of Year Sixes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good luck then.
Maybe block a few shots.
And your body, how's the ankle holding up at the moment? How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, it's good. Still recovering, but it's good. Just, I've been having to have a lot of patience, which has been hard at times, but
yeah,
it's going good.
Good luck with it all.
Thanks so much.
Congratulations, and I very much appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Saffron Shields there, a local WNBA draftee from Newcastle, looking to make it in one of the league's expansion teams, Toronto Tempo. And fun fact, you might have heard us mention her father there, who's actually Peter Shields, Stretch. He used to play for the Knights for a time.